Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Bell. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, fourth and final hour. Felger Mass here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Simulcast, as always, across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Catch us on the app or 98.5thesportshub.com as well. The stream is up there as well as all the replays and podcasts. Also tonight, the triumphant return of the Felger and Mass off-air show. Facebook Live, myself and Christian Arcand, 6 o'clock sharp, okay? We'll get Christian to, you want to hear Christian Arcand swear like a drunken sailor? Listen to that. 6 p.m. Facebook Live, Felger and Arcand, Felger and Maz off-air show. That is presented by our friends at Ace Ticket.
I want you to record that because I want to hear that with Arcand.
Well, we get so naughty that I prefer not to record it, lest it be used against us later on down the line. Anyhow, the two items right here I'd like to hit on in this segment. One is the Brady injury. You said Karen Garesian tweeted out that she is told nothing to worry about.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So usually that's the way it goes with these Brady injuries. There's nothing to worry about in that there's no risk that he doesn't play because he plays through everything that's not season-ending. So unless he's suffering a season-ending injury, he's going to be out there. But that doesn't mean it's not hurt and is not something there and it doesn't impact him. That's always the calculus there with Brady. Also, I'm just curious if it happened today at practice.
I question if anything happened at all. He opened up the new TB12 on Boylston last night. All his friends are in town. It's a party. Maybe
you think he was out drinking?
Maybe he got after it because it's a long night and they got to put something on the injury report. So, let's spin the wheel of fake injuries. Calf. Why not go with calf today?
That would surprise me.
What, a little avocado juice with some vodka? You can't do that?
Murray, that's a great theory. I love it.
It's not TB12 compliant.
Who cares?
It's not on the program, man.
Oh, he's not human now?
I don't think he's a big drinker. That's my guess.
Well, I bet you he has his fun.
Okay, how do you know?
Well, I'm just saying. He's a man, isn't he?
He's at a James White event on Monday. Yeah. He was at his own event. And maybe he got after a little bit.
What do you think this guy is? Like Mother Teresa?
Yeah. You're buying into it now? You know you're on a whack job diet. You can still drink vodka.
And not be in shape? No way. I can't drink and keep my weight down.
Oh, one night's not going to kill you.
Oh, it kills me.
No one says he does it every night.
Yeah, you're a lightweight who pukes all over an Uber. Believe me,
bingo.
I know.
It's only one night kills.
Best 40 bucks he ever spent.
I'm not even telling you he did it last night. I'm just telling you, you're telling me that he doesn't go out to dinner with his wife and some people and have a pop?
Here's what I think. At my core, yes, I think he might have a glass of red wine every now and then. Okay?
Okay, so good.
Right.
So you agree.
I do not think, with every fiber of my being, I do not believe what you are implying. And I'm not going to pull a Marshall Hook and say you said this because I know what you said. But what I think you're implying is that he's on the injury report with a fake calf injury because he got banged up last night.
Yeah, he needed a mental health day.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
I don't believe that.
No, I'm not saying that. You're on your own, Murray.
I don't believe that one bit.
I think he strained a calf. Again, I don't know.
My thing is, did it happen today at practice? And that to me is the important detail. Because if it's just a lingering little thing that he suffered during the game or last week, then he's not out last night, even just standing for all those pitchers at James White's thing and at his thing. He's not going to stand there with a bad calf if it's really bad. So I just wonder, was it totally fine last night and something happened today at practice? And in which case, that gets my antenna up a little bit because he stepped on it wrong or, you know, like that makes it to me a legit injury. Okay? I don't think he's Brett Favre. I think they used to do that for Favre constantly. Okay? I don't think Brady,
No, you have too much respect for his work ethic.
You don't look this good at 42 if you're a drinker. Period. Okay? period.
Hey, drinker, we all have one night every once in a while. You got to blow it out the pipes, you know? So, like, maybe that's
believe
what
me, I know.
Oh,
I'm,
no,
a I'm a flabby 52-year-old. Brady's tight 42. I don't think he does.
I mean, how many years was he on the injury report with a shoulder issue?
You guys, now see, I'm willing to.
And then they take him off the injury report and he blows out his Achilles or his knee or whatever?
I never said he was a drinker.
I'm willing to engage in all sorts of crap. This, I think, is ridiculous. I do believe that he is anal about what he puts in his body.
Absolutely.
And so that does alcohol is not good for you if you're on his program, period. Okay, so anyway, that's item number one. Item number two is this. I mean, that's a hot take that they put him on the injury report with a calf because he's hungover. Like, that's a take.
I don't believe that.
I'm not saying it. Murray does.
You're on your own, Murray.
The other thing is this.
I agree with Murray.
Daniel Wallach, legal expert, who you know from Deflategate and covers the league closely and is pretty good on legal matters, and heretofore had previously been sort of dubious about the NFL's ability to suspend Antonio Brown or the likelihood to exempt him or anything like this, wrote last night, I say out of nowhere, because this is sort of counter to anything that I had read anywhere else. I think the consensus opinion on Antonio Brown is that he's going to be out there because the investigation is going to take a long time. Goodell's not going to do anything for a while, and he's safe for the time being, and he's going to play. And Daniel Wallach wrote just the opposite. Daniel Wallach on The Athletic last night wrote that the Miami game may be his last game for quite some time. And then he says, here are the reasons why I believe Roger Goodell will soon place Brown on the exempt list. So he writes, the reasons why I believe Roger Goodell will soon place Brown on the exempt list. And I won't go into all of it, but it's basically the criteria for being put on the exempt list is that it has to be, you either have to be criminally charged or investigated for a violent crime, which is not the case here yet, although Pittsburgh almost did it. So it doesn't meet that criteria. But the second criteria is that the league has to launch a full investigation. And if they believe that something may have happened, they can exempt you. And he says that is an extremely low bar. All they have to do is launch an investigation and then come to find that it's merely possible that you may have violated the conduct policy. So he says they've clearly launched the investigation. They sat down with the gal for 10 hours the other day. And in that 10 hours, did they learn something that made it possible that he may have violated? He says, given that incredibly low bar, requiring only some level of investigation coupled with a subjective belief that a violation may have occurred, he writes, it seems inevitable that Brown will soon end up on the exempt list, perhaps as early as this week. And that's what he wrote. And that sort of stopped me in my tracks when I read that last night. I'm like, whoa. And then, you know, like, because I know how it works. So used to being in that kind of spot. You know, sometimes when you hear something from someone from a source, they say, don't use a source. Don't just if your opinion is X, Y, and Z, you might be onto something. And I just wondered, did someone say something to Wallach? This is, again, Dan Wallach, the legal expert.
Yeah, right.
If you're confusing with our morning update guy, John Wallach, isn't it Dan Wallach? Did someone whisper to Dan Wallach, you know, something might be coming here. You may want to, you know, if you said that this is coming, you might be onto something. And because he wrote it like that.
So, look, I mean, I have a theory on what happened, but do you want to play the Wallach sound first?
So, of course, Beadle and Zoe had Dan Wallach on this morning at early on their midday show. You can catch this on 98.5thesportshub.com, the full interview, or on the 98.5thesportshub app. But here's that, he backed off it a little bit. Here's the comment.
I don't want to have my article in The Athletic be characterized as a prediction. What I was trying to stress is the level of vulnerability that he now has once the NFL has opened an investigation, and then the accusing witness spends 10 hours meeting with NFL investigators. The threshold for placing Brown on the exempt list is so low that if Commissioner Goodell wants to place him on the exempt list, he has sufficient legal justification for doing so. The standard isn't whether he's guilty or more likely than not has committed the violation. The standard is whether the commissioner subjectively believes that Brown may have violated the policy. That's as low as an evidentiary bar as you'll ever see.
So again, he says, I didn't want to be treated as a prediction. If Jimmy Stewart were producing him, he would have hung right up on him, right, Jimmy? Exactly. Jimmy would never let him get away with that. But, you know, he did. I mean, he wrote, quote unquote, here are the reasons why I believe Goodell will soon place Brown on the exempt list. So he doesn't want us to treat that as a prediction yet. You know, that's pretty strong, I think, the way he wrote that.
So look, I think that he's a legal guy. Okay, he's not a sports guy. He's a legal guy. And if you read what the standards are, he could put him on at any second. I mean, that could happen at any minute. Again, that something may have occurred. I mean, I may have gone to the moon this morning, for all you know. Like, anything is possible.
Right, exactly.
So you can, I mean, there is no bar. The commissioner can do whatever he wants.
So what's your theory on how that happened?
That he probably had some discussion with somebody in the league office as to, or some extension of the league legal department. And he had, and said, what is the within the commissioner's right here? And they said, everything. What do you mean? Well, he can do whatever he wants. I mean, look, just take a look at what the standard is. He could suspend him right now if he wanted, or put him on the exempt list right now if he wanted to. And I think Wallach interpreted that a certain way, and all it was saying was that he could do it anytime he wants. And he took the next step to say it's probably coming, and he misstepped.
Okay, so Wallach wrote that last night. Again, he backed off it today on Beadle and Zoe. But either way, the second shoe to drop to me, the second piece of the story that I find important is that his $9 million signing bonus is split up into two payments. $5 million and $4 million. The $4 million, the second of the two, is due January 15th. The first part of it, the $5 million payment on the $9 million signing bonus, is due Monday. Unless they've already written him the check, which again would blow me away. But so the question is, if some people legitimately think it's possible that he's going to be exempted soon, or again, Allegheny County said they opened up a criminal, or, you know, started to make calls on opening up a criminal investigation into him, but found out it was outside the statute of limitations, and that was the only reason that they were deterred. Miami is still sitting there, Miami-Dade County. That was within the statute of limitations. They could still open a criminal case, which would lead Goodell to immediately exempt him. Do you pay him that $5 million on Monday?
No.
If you're the Patriots?
No, get out now.
And of course I'm a no, because I don't think that he should have been here in the first place. Will they? And then it opened up the question is, have they already? And we did this earlier. We found that the Patriots, in some guaranteed contracts, in some cases in the NFL, for guaranteed money, you have to put it in escrow. The team doesn't give it to the player, but they put it in an escrow account until that time that it comes due. But it's, you know, neither hold the money. Except if the guaranteed money is due in that season, you don't have to escrow it. So the Patriots have not had to escrow it. The due date is Monday, but that doesn't preclude them from already paying him. Is it possible they've already paid him? And I've heard whispers that they may have. They may have.
Is it possible that they paid him? Sure. I still think it's likely that they haven't.
Okay, so to me, and I just go to the money because that's usually when the rubber meets the road in these decisions. It's what got him out of Oakland. You know, they had to make a decision by the time his full season salary became guaranteed. That weekend, that was the crucial weekend. And that's how it all blew up. It blew up right before his money was about to be guaranteed for the Raiders. The gal filed her suit with a deadline of Sunday night that coincided with when his money was going to be guaranteed. A lot of this stuff comes down to, when is the money due?
No question.
And it's Monday. So how does that factor into all of this? If there's a criminal investigation coming in Miami, because it almost came in Pittsburgh, if Wallach is right and the exempt list is a real possibility, how do they pay him that money? Why would you give him that money?
Okay, so you and I won't. They will. I just think they're almost in too deep, barring some other revelation here in the next 4 days, 5 days. Like, and again, I'm not even sure that they're in agreement on that. And when I say they, I think Bill would pay it right now.
Of course, not his money. And so is the fact that he played a factor. You know, he played the game, so he's due the bonus money. You know, that's been brought up, and that's entirely a possibility. Is it a possibility that they gave him the money up front already? And that, well, why would he play if I don't get any of my money up front that you've guaranteed me? So I'm not going to play unless I get something. And so they gave it to him. That's a possibility. And which, again, would blow me away. Sight unseen, you give the guy a $5 million check with all these things hanging over his head. Okay, so Paul Perillo thinks, though, that, or he said, the team feels confident that he's going to dance through all these raindrops and be available to him all season long. And so there's that. That's the whole story. The Brady injury, the Brown stuff, anything else you want. We can go back to the grandkids at bat last night at Fenway Park if you really got a pants tent for that thing. We can go back to that. Buck and Doris, we can do that if you want. All your calls right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Matt.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Well, a week ago, all the NFL had was an unsworn complaint, meaning that it was drafted by her lawyers and not sworn by her under oath. And under the personal conduct policy, the paid leave provision is only available where there's like a criminal proceeding, an indictment, some type of, you know, criminal situation, or where there is an investigation and there's some basis for believing that something may have happened. Okay, once the accusing witness walks in that door yesterday, we have both an active investigation and some evidence. Now, it's up to Roger Goodell to weigh the evidence to determine whether she's being truthful, whether she's credible. But at this point, the whole point behind the leave policy and the use of the exempt list isn't to assess guilt or innocence, but to place the player, so to speak, in a penalty box for the time being so that the league can conduct an investigation and ultimately arrive at the truth.
That's more from Daniel Wallach there. Again, he backed off it today. He wrote it pretty strong last night. So we'll see where that is. And the money. Follow the money. It's always about the money. Right, back to you, your phone. So you've been waiting patiently, and thank you for doing so. Phil and Rivera. Go ahead, Phil. What do you got?
Just want to hit real quick first. If Indy never left the East, what epic battles we would have had every year between Indian and Brady. It would have been unbelievable. But the second thing, with Bill Belichick taking on Antonio Brown, he's coached the best linebacker of all time, LT, and this was a guy that pulled up his car during practice to say, come on, let's go. And so, yeah, he probably thinks he can do whatever he wants for them. But this is a whole age of social media era, and you've got all these kids coming up. This is going to be the new normal thing in sports. So you guys are going to have plenty of material for the rest of your lives as long as you're on TV.
Well, we'll see. You know, so the thing, I'm sure Bill's confident he can use him and get to him and have him be a functional professional because of his work with LT. I'm sure that's made Bill feel bulletproof with a lot of guys. So I don't doubt that. The whole modern age, LT couldn't get away with what he did then now because someone would film him.
Sure, that's right.
Someone would tape him with his stuff, and then it would be on tape, and the league would have to act, and the outrage police out there,
He'd be Josh Gordon.
Right, there'd be no...
He'd be suspended how many times?
He wouldn't stand a chance in today's day and age. He could get away with it, then he can't get away with it now, which is instructive for Antonio Brown. You know, if he's carrying on like that, he ain't going to get away with it. He's barely hanging on now as it is.
I mean, so again, I come back to, you know, for whatever reason, this discussion seems to branch off into areas that it's really not about. Who doubts Bill's ability to make it work? Do you doubt Bill's ability to make it work?
No, not his ability, but that doesn't mean it will work.
Okay.
Because maybe Antonio Brown can't be reached.
Right. He might be a hopeless case.
But I said it on day one. If anyone can make it work, it's you.
Exactly. But that's my point.
But I also said if anyone could upset what you've done here and reject your abilities, it's him.
Right, but my point is it's not about Bill's inability to handle him.
Right.
Right? It's not about that. No, I don't doubt that. If anyone can get through him, to him, Bill can. Like, absolutely. Typically, I'm okay with them taking gambles on guys who are low risk, high reward. This guy just takes it to another level. And again, there's a difference between bringing in Demaryius Thomas, who's coming off Achilles injury and you think is a soft player, or bringing in Antonio Brown or Albert Haynesworth. That's totally different. So it's not about Bill's ability to handle the player. It's about whether the guy's a colossal pain in the ass.
Brett in Beverly on Brady and the calf injury, allegedly. Yes, Brett.
I'm wondering, this guy is videotaped drinking beer and racing, chugging beer, and you think he doesn't drink about this TB12 bull?
Yeah, I think he chugs beer just to prove that he can chug beer. I don't think
really. You don't think he's able to do that?
No, I think he is. I think when people challenge him, he doesn't want to be Aaron Rodgers and drinking like, you know, how do I properly describe that in today's?
Yeah, good luck.
Drinking like a wussy.
What I mean. I think Brady can chug beer. He wants to act like he can chug beer, but I don't think doing beer is part of his diet.
So TB12 just not a brand, and you have to protect your brand if you're not going to be drinking, right? You have to say you're not drinking.
I think there are so many calories and carbs and bad crap in beer that you cannot be a big beer drinker and be in his shape at 42. Sorry, you can't.
So again,
you could drink vodka.
Me personally, I never said beer.
You can drink tequila, yes.
Vodka?
Yes, vodka and tequila.
Absolutely. I'm just telling you that occasionally he goes out and he has a pop. Like everybody else.
I think he does it less than everybody else. And I think that...
Which might have more effect if he does it back-to-back nights.
Well, now you're now you're speaking my language. Believe me.
We can get Super Tuesday to prove that.
What'd you do to Felger? He had like 5 drinks.
Light,
I don't know.
Lightweight central over here.
Seriously, though. How about flyweight?
Derek in Foxborough, did you enjoy the magic moment last night at Fenway, Derek?
I did, actually. I thought it was a cool moment. And, you know, I don't know why you guys are holding it against Yaz.
Who said you guys? No. Take it up with him, not with me.
I am.
Felger, I don't know why you're holding it against Yaz that he never won a title. I mean, it was a lot harder to win titles back then. There was no wild card. Hmm. There was no playoffs. And the guy won the Triple Crown. Hmm. I mean, he did all he could do. And, you know, they're not the only team that glorifies teams that didn't win. People love that 07 Patriots team. I think a lot more than some of the Super Bowl teams.
You just proved my point. It's Boston. It's Boston, Derek, but it's really that Red Sox. It's that industrial nostalgia, industrial complex of the troika, the Shaughnessy, Buckley, Doris Kearns, Goodwin thing, Ken Burns, like this industry, this cottage industry of glorifying those loser Red Sox teams. It is uniquely Boston. I'm sorry. Other markets do not do it like you do it. And it's really a Red Sox thing more than those other teams. There really is. It's so hard to win a championship. What was Yaz's rookie year?
61.
Okay, so let's see. Yankees, Dodgers, Cardinals, Orioles, Tigers, Mets, Pirates, Athletics, Reds. That's 8 different teams won during his career. So, I don't know. And it wasn't how many were there in the whole league?
So, it was his fault?
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying it was really hard to win a title. 8 of them won during his career, except for him.
He's a 369 career hitter in the postseason.
He's a 285 career hitter over his career.
369 in the postseason with OPS over 1,000.
I never brought up his postseason numbers. They were fine.
Just telling you it wasn't him.
I do remember an at-bat in 1978, though, in that game. I came home from school. I remember it. I was rooting for you.
He also homered in that game.
I freaking hated the Yankees, so I was rooting for you that day. I remember it.
Right around the foul pole.
I remember it. I remember the pop-up. I do remember that. Career 285 hitter, same as Robin Yount.
He also got grooved 4 pitches in his last at-bat and popped it up to second base.
Paul Mulder was a career 306 hitter.
Low ball, too.
What's that got to do with Yaz?
I'm just saying, you guys treat this guy like he's freaking Babe Ruth, like he's, you know, Ted Williams, who also won nothing. But either way, you know, you're the one who put it in my head, Maz. You're the one who said Yaz could be the most overrated Boston athlete of all time. You said that last year or the year before.
I put lots of things in your head that don't stick.
I never thought of it like that. That one stuck. That one stuck. It was a good take. And it turns out to be true to the point where now the guy's grandkid shows up at Fenway, and Dan Roach and these guys, they literally take off their pants, and there's a circle session there at Fenway Park because some grandkid comes here? It was absurd.
Do you have a poster of Molitor in his underwear in your room at home? Like, what is it with you and Molly?
Oh, my God. He was a great ball player.
He was tremendous. I loved him.
He was better than Yaz.
I don't know what he's got to do with Yaz, though.
All I'm saying is, you know, you people treat Yaz like he's one of the all-time greats. I could give you 100 ball players who are better than him.
Well, about 100.
I can give you a bunch. I can give you 2 Brewers that were better than him.
Can you do it on the off-air show, not here?
I can give you 50.
Here's Murray's update, and then we're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Fly to center field deep. Going back, Jackie Bradley looking up, and it is gone. Yastrzemski takes it out of Fenway. His 20th home run of the season.
Boy, did he put a swing on this ball or what?
What a magical moment that is.
To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear
magical.
The unbearable sorrow.
Magical. Let me ask you something.
You gonna cry over there?
Oh, no, definitely. I'm very emotional. Should your team have a nickname when you lost? Shouldn't that be reserved for the champions? In other words, the impossible dream. Like, it's really not that impossible to finish last one year and then come back and go to the World Series the next. It frankly happens all the time. In fact, it happened just 2 years later. Except that team
actually won the World Series. They won. They won. They were actually champions.
And so they call them the Miracle Mets, which they're allowed to because they actually had a trophy and a parade and a championship. They didn't lose and gag in the World Series. Thus, they have a nickname. When you gag in the championship game, should your team have a nickname like you accomplished something? The impossible, the absolute impossible thought of having a bad team 1 year and going to the World Series the next. Wow. Never happens, does it? Oh, that's right. It's happened to the Red Sox like three times.
In fact, it just happened like, you know, 5 years
ago. It happened a couple years ago, didn't it?
2013.
It just happened a couple years ago.
Yeah.
How come that team doesn't have a name? Because no one happened to say this impossible dream. It came from the broadcaster who said this impossible dream of a team. Something like that, right?
Exactly.
So, I'm sorry. I don't have the Ken Burns DVD set handy. Maybe Doris can call in or Buck. Exactly how they'll talk your face. They'll talk your face right off your skull, telling you how they got the impossible dream name. They won't mention the fact they lost. They won't do that. But so it's all spun this thing, and it goes right to Yaz, to the point where the grandkid, like, there are just kids and grandkids of former players littered all over sports, all over the place. I gave you just, I should have compiled a list, but just off the top of my head, there's a Karras on the Patriots. There's a DeBrusque on the Bruins. They're just all, Vlad Guerrero's in the American League. Biggio's kid just hit a cycle last night. They're just all over the place.
Yeah, Dante Bichette's kid.
Littered. Pro sports are littered with the kids and the nephews and the grandkids of former players. So what is the deal with
this? Okay, you know the answer to that, though. It's that, first of all, it's a different era. Okay, so Vladimir Guerrero played 10 years ago, for crying out loud.
So, yeah. So Vlad Guerrero's grandkid came to Montreal, they dropped their pants?
No, I'm
and
just,
have a circle session like we did last night in Boston?
No, I'm just telling you that the people who remember Yaz are more likely to romanticize because they're from an older, different era. It'd be like, you know, DiMaggio's grandkid getting into the big leagues and doing something. That's how they view it. Or Ted Williams' grandkid getting in there and doing it. I told you, I myself thought the story was cool. Now, did I gush about it on Twitter and, like, you know, pull out a hanky and cry in my house last night? No.
Gammons and Rochi, I mean, oh, my God, those poor guys.
Okay, so that's going a little far. I like to think the world has changed. It's not quite the romantic, you know, a place that it used to be, particularly with regard to baseball. So I did not react that way. But I did think it was kind of cool that the kid hit a home run at Fenway.
So, you know, this is just a thing of mine. The whole cottage industry of that loser Red Sox team and the impossible dream team that actually lost, you may not have known this, but they actually lost, and how that romanticizes those players, that thing to me is just a mind bleep.
Right. To not win the World Series, it's completely possible.
That happens all the time. Happened. It happens all the time. All the time. Teams are bad one year, and then they go on a run the next. Happens all the time, almost every year in every sport. Okay, it just does.
I just felt it felt like it was a night where they were truly, especially on social media, they were pandering to those lusting for nostalgia. They're like those old timey Red Sox fans, and the schedule is what the schedule is, and the kid's on the team, so I get it. But that was my feed last night was like annoying as all hell. Like enough with the Mike Yastrzemski, Carl Yastrzemski stuff.
Tom and Quincy, are you still emotional about last night?
Still choked up, Mike. It's unbelievable. No, seriously. Mike, honestly, and I'm trying to be straight-faced about this. I was humiliatingly embarrassed for those people in the stands. The media, the Gammons and the Pete Abe, oh my Jesus. No, that was not me. Here's my problem, okay? I legitimately think, because is Dr. Charles back in charge over there? Because that right. is very reminiscent of the cheesy crap that guy used to pump out every year when they did something good. All right? Listen, I honestly think that the majority of those fans last night got to the game and they were like, wait a minute, he's not on the Red Sox? Like, I really think that. I was waiting, legitimately waiting, for like Henry to have the red carpet out and actually take down the number 8, hand it to the kid, and then give him, like, a seat out of a left field grandstand, number 8. Have a photo montage of Yaz. I'm like, I've never seen anything like that for a visiting player who never played here before. He didn't play here, leave, or play here, win a World Series, leave, and come back like Damon and those guys from the, you know, the 04, 07, whatever. This kid never played here.
Bork's kid played here. Like, it's just,
I told you, to me last night was akin to Ray Bork getting the parade after he won a cup with the Avalanche.
But Ray Bork's the equivalent of Yaz. Ray Bork was a better hockey player than Yaz was a baseball player. Sorry.
Oh, he was.
Bork's a top 5 defenseman of all time. Yaz is not a top 5 outfielder of all time. Sorry, not. Bork's kid actually played here. Played on the Bruins.
Flounder.
Never mind. Yeah, we called him Flounder Legacy. He sucked. But, like, never mind whether he sucked or not. The first day he showed up with the Bork on the back of his jersey in a Bruins uniform, did Kevin Paul DuPont whip out his pants and whip out his little Bruin and, like, wax nostalgic about Bork's kid?
DuPont, no. I bet you Conroy did.
No. No. That's a uniquely Red Sox thing. And it is bananas. We're going to give you an extended final word coming up next. We're going to play a little game we like to play. Well, Murray does it every weekend. With Gasper, we bring it to the Felger Mad Show from time to time. 5 questions that have nothing to do about sports.
We got 5 questions.
So we should do this just to jar us loose because
we need a little slap in the face every now and then.
Pretty sporty program. It's just pretty much all sports. So this sort of jars us out of our sports lane.
Too much time in Browntown this week, last couple of weeks. So yeah, this will jar out the Brown.
Got it. That 5 questions, nothing to do about sports. Next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Right. Nope. Before
we get to it, why don't you plug that you have a Facebook Live tonight?
Off-air show, Facebook Live, myself, Arcan, 6 p.m., presented by Ace Ticket. Go.
Hit it.
I got five questions.
Mike Felger and Tony Maz.
I got five questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got five questions.
Five. One, two, three, four, five.
I got five questions. I hope this segment ain't too wild.
All right. Question number one, Mike, Tony, with now seven people dead from vaping-associated lung disease.
Yeah.
As a dad of a teen and near teens, how freaked out are you both about vaping?
Big issue. Big issue. Number one or number two in the Felger household? Let me tell you this.
Yeah, major.
No joke. This is no joke. It is. I, you know.
Is your oldest into it? Has she tried it? So, have you found her with it? Have...
Well, do I care to share that on the air? I don't want to talk
about
my...
I'm digging too deep, I understand.
Talk about my 15-year-old daughter without her consent. She'll sue me or something. But, like, when I was in high school, smoking... I went to a high school where we had a smoking pit.
Oh, yeah, so did I. Melrose High. Melrose High used to have a smoking section.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we had that too. Yeah.
A smoking pit. Oh, yeah, where we'd go smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
So my initial thing is like...
Waltham was the only way you could graduate.
It was like... So I hear about the vaping thing. Like, let her vape. What's the big deal? No. I was mistaken. I was a little too casual about the whole vaping thing. It's a serious deal.
Maz?
So far, you know, I can say it hasn't been an issue for us, but we drill it in. We drill it in absolutely every day. To the best of my knowledge, I think, you know, my kids are doing fine, but who the hell knows?
Keep them away from it. Let me tell you. I got a buddy who's a Wall Street finance guy who's helped so many of the... He's helped sell a lot of these, like, vape bros who make the stuff, like, in their bathtub to these companies, like the big tobacco companies that have bought them up and made them millionaires. And his spin, when he talks about it, he turns into, like, the devil. His wife worked in the medical community for years, and she, like, gets so mad when he talks about it because it's just one big lie. Stay away from that crap. So bad for you. Question number two. Staying with this theme... How freaked out are you both about Triple E?
So, I've started to. Especially when I heard it was in Sudbury. And we had a lacrosse tournament in Sudbury this weekend. I'm like, huh. So, I had to go buy the insect repellent, except all the places are sold out of it. Because it's this just a little tiny sliver of what's coming for the apocalypse, folks.
Oh, yeah. I loaded up on it.
Something's going to happen. There's going to be a pandemic or something. You're going to try and go out and get the supplies. And it's all going to be taken up. And but next thing you know, you're going to be shooting people in the aisles of the Target to get the insect repellent, etc. This is just a little taste of the apocalypse.
So you know what? I have found that the odds are astronomical that you would get it, obviously, right? I mean, the odds are, you know, tiny, infinitesimal, small. Yet every time I leave the house, I cover myself with bug spray. And then as I'm walking the dog at dusk or whatever, I start to feel like I'm getting bit by mosquitoes.
What was that?
It's freaky.
Yeah. I don't understand why they just won't spray everything. Well, the bees and like the plants and stuff, just spray it all.
The environment is
spray it all.
So, Mario, I'll tell you this just quickly. We have the area around our house sprayed, and it typically ends with this month. My wife said today, do you want to extend it a month? I said, yes, too.
Go all the way to December. Question number three. Yesterday, Taylor Swift announced her only two shows in the U.S. next year, Love Fest West and Lover Fest East, which is actually taking place at Gillette Stadium. Can you give me your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Oh, God. I think her new one's excellent. I like her new song.
Need to Calm Down.
I think it's terrific.
That's a hit.
And I think her second to last one I like too. I just can't do it with, especially with the music in my ear. I can't give it to you. I can't remember it. But I like her music. I mean, with Taylor Swift.
I could rattle off a lot of Taylor Swift songs, but the one I heard a couple of nights ago on the way home, might have been last night, was that Blank Check.
don't know if I know that one. Reputation. You won't
I
sign
got a blank check, baby, and you can.
Oh yeah, and I'll sign your name.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, she just puts out hit after hit. Reputation.
I love her. I love Taylor Swift.
Fine with her.
She's excellent.
Of course you do. Leggy blonde, Maz. That's right up your alley. Question number four. We all know that you will obviously eat food delivered by our great clients, Smokehouse, Bertucci's, Butcher Boy, et cetera, et cetera. But what about a random listener dropping off food? Would you ever eat listener food, or are you above it?
No.
Mike,
I'll answer no. No, except one exception. One exception. I forget her name now. I'm drawing a blank. The one who brings us the cookies.
Yeah, a former Bruins fan.
Heather. Is that her name? Yeah.
Heather, Top Shelf Cookies.
She does. She brings us cookies. Those are good cookies.
Well, that's a legitimate business, too. Her cookies are
so
awesome.
So, like, a caller that we know, like, Frank the Tank showed up with a little pizza. Yes, obviously. Like, some rando? I don't know. Would you, Murray?
Frank the Tank actually brought us homemade sausage.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yes.
I'll literally eat anything that won't eat me first. I don't know. If it's poison, fine. Like, it's my time.
No, whatever. I gotta have some understanding of who you are before I put anything you own in my mouth.
It's just a little easy for them to give a little special sauce there, Murray.
Yeah.
Like a BC grad or, you know, a Patriots fan. Real easy to sort of.
Oh, yeah, no. So if some, like, guy with a dent in his head at a Pats game comes up and is like, yeah, try these brownies. Like, I'm not eating
exactly.
those. But if it's someone I have a small rapport with, it's like, sure, fine.
It has a little wang to it in here.
Yeah, Maz, have this burger. I put some diuretic in it just for you.
Final question to wrap up. Five questions have nothing to do with sports. Make your case for this. Fall, true or false, the best of the seasons?
False.
Why?
What do you mean, weather-wise?
All of it. Fall. The weather, the crispness that comes with it.
False.
Why?
I liked spring and summer better. Spring because of what's coming, and summer because it's summer. Fall, we're headed into the darkness, baby. It's
feels
over.
Like death.
It's over. Summer ends July 4th. You know, spring, you got it to look forward to. Summer's over as soon as you think it's summer, and fall is just we're staring into the abyss.
Work wise, I like fall better than spring. Way better. Spring is an absolute freaking cluster. Absolute cluster. It's insanely busy. There's a game every night. It's like it's a lot. But fall's good. I like the fall for work.
I say true. Fall is the best. It's the best clothes, the best weather. You
the
get
best
football.
Clothes. We yeah. Gasper over there.
It's hoodie weather.
You can accessorize the best.
No.
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten Nanook of the North over here who comes in his hoodie.
So, yes, I am a true. Fall
his
is
paca.
The best of the seasons. And so concludes five questions that have nothing to do with sports. Thank you for participating.
Okay.
Fellas.
Rare bit of grab ass there on Felger and Maz. Every once in a while, we
hope
make
we do more of it.
Make ourselves do it. You want more grab ass, Jimmy? Really?
Yeah, I like this segment.
Oh, please. It was a great segment. It was structured grab ass.
How old is Taylor Swift?
I think 29.
Oh, yeah, she's that old?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
You know,
the gal's prolific. And she writes
tremendous.
Her own stuff. Like, people who would diminish her talent, you might not have to like the music. You have to, if you don't like pop music, that's cool. Like, it's poppy, and I get it. But for you to, if you disrespect her talent.
No, you're just an a-hole.
You're just, you don't get it. Like, it's hard to write music that people want to listen to. I have mad respect.
And at this point, I figure it's feel like it's forgotten she actually started as a country star,
yes.
You know?
And
like,
how many songs has she produced that people want to listen to? That ain't an easy thing.
Megastar.
So I'm fine with Taylor Swift. Maz, what's come up with the baseball reporter?
So we have a little bit of news from over at Fenway Park today.
Yeah, whose grandkid, whose great-nephew is going to be hitting today?
Okay, this is nobody's grandkid or grandnephew or anything.
Whose overrated stiff's nephew is going to take an at-bat tonight?
We're actually going after a Red Sox player today. I actually think there's a link between the news that broke today and the event from the game I want to talk about from last night. And what I want to talk about from last night is not Michael Yastrzemski. Okay, is not. People want to, I mean, again, it's, you know, the Red Sox, we're in the final days here of the baseball reporters. So we'll take calls on anything and everything. But to me, what happened today at Fenway concerning a pitcher who's been shut down for the year and what happened last night, they're related, I'll explain.
Okay, here comes Maz and the baseball reporters. An update on Tom Brady's condition on the Antonio Brown investigation right here in the update. Then you get Maz. We're back at tomorrow at 2 for another fine edition, grab ass free, of Felger and Maz. Talk to you then.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.